Hey everyone, welcome into the field house here at Winter Park. Mike Wobshaw, got a special guest with us. It's Jeffrey Chedilla from NFL Network, does some stuff on camera for NFL Network, writes for NFL.com, multimedia star with NFL Media, right?
I'll take that. All yeah, right, sure. Good. Sounds good. Yeah.
What's going on in Minnesota?
Well, Adam Thielen's what's going on here. I was in town a couple weeks ago doing a story on him and Case Keenum, and I've been intrigued by him for a long time, so I was telling my boss on the .com side that we need to feature him at some point because he's going to get too big and not have time for us. So just wanted to come back and ask the coaches and the teammates just more about him. And then again, it's like I love the story, so I'm excited to write it.
You must really love the story. You know how I know?
Why is that?
Well, you can pretty much go anywhere in the country you want to go to do a story. It's 10 degrees below zero here, and you came here.
Yeah, I came here, yes, yeah. Exactly. So I was thinking, you know, I'm getting on a plane at 6 o'clock in the morning, flying in here, trying to hustle my butt off to get this story done. But, yeah, it's – look, I've been covering the league for like 20-plus years, and there's very few times that I see a player who is this good with this kind of story. It's like – it's almost like – and I'm not afraid to make this comparison. It's like Kurt Warner-ish. You know, it's like, well, this guy came from nowhere to be their star, so I always love stories like that.
Awesome. A lot of good stories on the Vikings this year, obviously, as they win their division and getting ready for hopefully a playoff run and a home playoff game. What do you like about this team the most? What's been the key to them doing such a good job week in and week out of positioning themselves to win a division title?
Well, I think it's a lot of what I see in Adam and what I saw in Case Keenum when I talked to him. It's that sort of just that mental toughness, that resilience, that belief that no matter what happens, you're going to find a way to succeed. And you know, there's teams that have bigger stars. There's teams that have bigger markets and more attention on them. But this team has that it factor that I think when you're at this time of the year, December and January, really matters. So obviously they play good defense, they run the ball well, but when you're talking about your third quarterback playing in a situation like this and leading you to 12 wins, that says something about what you're made of and how you're coached and what you believe in. So I think that all those factors are a big factor in what they're doing now.
I don't want to put you in a weird spot, but let's poke a hole in the Vikings. If there's one thing that you think, you know, they're going to try and get better at this for a playoff run, is there something that stands out to you about this team? Obviously, they're 12-3, so you don't win 12 of 15 games by having a bunch of holes. But if you could pick one or two things, is there something you want this team to be better at down the stretch here?
Well, I think when I saw them play last was against the Redskins, and that was Case Keenum's big day when Teddy Bridgewater had come back. And he had a couple plays in there where he made some throws where you thought, you're a little too cocky right now what you're doing. And so I think for them, I think it's a matter of, you know, obviously they want to be running the ball consistently, but you don't want to get so confident in who you are that you take chances you shouldn't be taking. So I think that's the big thing I see, because they play such good defense. They take care of the football. They've got good receivers, good offensive line. I think they have to be able to make sure they avoid the big mistake.
Yeah. Vikings fans love their head coach. Mike Zimmer is very popular in Minnesota. That happens when you win games. But I also think they like his mindset and sort of the aura around him, no nonsense and all of that. But you've covered the league for a long time, so you know Mike Zimmer pretty well. I would imagine you chatted with him today. What's kind of your big picture on Mike Zimmer and the job he's done here in Minnesota?
Well, I think it's been underrated nationally. And we always talk about who the coach of the year is at midseason and towards this time of year. And his name is always sort of like, oh, yeah, Mike Zimmer should be in there.
Yeah.
You know, we always
go
to the bigger name, the Belichicks and the Tomlins and whoever. Doug Peterson right now is a hot name. And I think sometimes the way he goes about his business, it's so workmanlike, it's so blue-collar, it's so no-nonsense, it's easier to miss the brilliance in that. And I think what I see with this team week in and week out is no matter what happens to it, it's got a sound game plan and it believes in it. And I think that's a tough thing to do in this business, because you've seen teams around the NFL, especially this year, lose star players. Mm-hmm. Look at the New York Giants. You know, it's just like they went off a cliff. And so when you can maintain that level of unity, that level of belief, it says a lot about who your coach is.
You feel like this is a kind of a wide-open tournament this year, both AFC and NFC?
I think it is. I live in Kansas City, so people think the AFC is coming down to New England and Pittsburgh for a lot of good reasons. But I think there's a lot of teams out there who think they have a shot this year. Not just because of certain guys are injured, but because they're coming of age. So this team certainly feels that way. The Rams had that feeling. The Saints have been out of the playoffs for a long time, and now they're back with a whole new look. Philadelphia, even with Carson Wentz down and Nick Foles. So I'm excited to watch the playoffs, especially on this side of it, because anybody can win.
And it's going to, the playoffs, they're going to end right here. You're going to be back in Minnesota in February.
I will, and I'm thinking, you know, it'd be a great story if the Vikings were there, because it's never happened before, and we talked about that with Case and Adam a couple weeks ago, that if it's, you know, it's one of those seasons where it's, that storyline could easily happen.
Yeah. And where are people going to be able to see your story on Adam?
It'll be on NFL.com. It'll be the first week of, depends on what happens with them in the playoffs. So if they have a bye, it'll run the week of their first game. So whether that's next week or the week after.
All right, man. Cool. Thanks for your time. Appreciate your help.
Thanks a lot, guys.